Hello, and welcome to Healthy Bites, an all-encompassing podcast about your health from the Audrain County Health Department. Each week, we hope the information you hear on this show from a variety of experts in Audrain County, the state of Missouri, and the world will positively impact your health and your health decisions. We appreciate you taking the time out of your day to give us a listen. Now, on with the show with your host, Chris Newbrough.
Thanks and welcome to another edition of the Healthy Bites podcast here at the Audrain County Health Department. And I'm going back to my days of radio by pulling in my next guest here. He's one that came after me at KWWR KXEO here in Mexico, Matt Pilger. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Yep. And a huge thanks for inviting me in today.
Hey, not a problem. We wanted to bring you in because you've been here through this whole COVID deal. Like I have been, but I've been on the response side. You've been on the reporting side. So I wanted to kind of get a perspective from the reporting side, the local angle, about COVID. When did you first hear of COVID, and how did you react?
Well, we first started doing news stories on it late in 2019.
Okay.
It was December, and we started hearing reports that this thing was coming over from China, from Wuhan, and it was going to reach the United States. It was going to reach everything. We didn't really know at the time how serious that it was going to be, but it was probably December of 2019 when we first heard about it.
Now, were you using, of course, we had no local cases by that time, or at that time. That didn't happen until March, I think, March 2020 was the first St. Louis case. What kind of reporting were you doing on it as far as back then?
We were just talking about what is COVID.
Okay.
What does it look like whenever it gets over here, how it would affect people, impact people. And what we understood was it was something that really affected your breathing. It could be spread through the air. Those were the very few things that we knew about it at the time.
Right.
Then it hit us locally.
So basically you knew pretty much what we knew.
right. And we were taking our cues from the CDC.
Right.
You know, that's who was doing the main reporting on it at that point. But as you say, March is whenever it really started to hit us locally.
Right.
Not only do I do news over at the radio station, I do sports as well.
Right.
We were on a Final Four trip and covering the community, our six Lady Trojans at the time.
Who I remember
made
that.
The Final Four at Springfield.
Right.
We get a phone call as we're headed down to Springfield, which is Greene County, and a case of COVID is there. And it's really starting to run rampant locally. So the MSHA, which is the Missouri State High School Athletic Association, makes the announcement as we're making our trip to Springfield that they are going to limit tickets to the people who are attending for their schools.
Right.
And that there is not going to be a third, fourth place game. There's only going to be that game and the state title game.
Huh.
And that's how we found out about it.
Right. And so what was the reaction there? I mean, was it, what's going on? Why are you limiting it? You know, I mean, there had to be so many questions going through everybody's mind.
It was surprising to me. My heart went out to a lot of the high school basketball players who
right.
were, you know, I know that they're planning on being able to play two games in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
So my heart is going out to them. My heart is going out to the fans of the school. And we're wondering, what's going to happen with us? We're getting ready to broadcast this game.
Right.
My partner, who was with me at the time, started feeling sick on the way down there. I'm wondering, is he coming down with COVID, and am I going to have to do this game by myself?
Right.
But he ended up being able to bear through it and make it through it. We did the one game. We came back that night. We had plans to spend the night at a hotel down there and to be able to do the game the next day. That game, of course, was canceled, and we ended up coming back home that night.
Wow. So you got a trial by fire there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, that's whenever we're having this discussion. My broadcast partner is also the general manager at the radio station. So we're talking about how are we going to start covering COVID locally, because it's here.
Right.
And we need to get the word out.
So what did you talk about? What did you decide?
We decide we're going to do a COVID-19 update twice a day. We're going to do one at noon. We're going to do one in the late afternoon around 4 p.m. And we're going to start talking about where the cases are. We're going to talk about if places are shutting down, and we're going to start trying to get that information out to the general public.
And, of course, you're also doing educational stories as well in there. What is COVID? What can you do to protect yourself? What kind of feedback did you get from the public as far as your reporting went? You know, because, I mean, it was all over the spectrum, you know, nationally, locally, statewide. It was all over the spectrum, the reaction.
Well, you have to remember at the time, we were going through an election.
Right.
And so there was a lot of reaction locally and nationally. Is this thing made up because it's election time? And is it to favor one candidate or the other? And we're just trying to get, you know, the most authentic information that we can get out there. Of course, in news, you're fair, you're balanced. You don't take a side. You don't put an opinion in there.
You hope.
So you hope, exactly.
Right.
So who do you reach out to? We're reaching out to the Audrain County Health Department for almost all of our information at that time.
Right. And also state level, too, you were reaching out to DHSS, Department of Health and Senior Services, for more information as well, just like we were.
Yeah.
Because we were here. And we were going, okay, this is coming. It's here. What do we got to understand? What do we got to do? And the way we did that was we went and we got together and talked about it. And then we decided where to go from there. We decided, okay, let's reach out to these people. Let's reach out to these. And so basically, sounds like you guys kind of did the same thing.
We did. And, you know, we're not only doing stories on air, but we're also posting these stories in long form on our .com. So, you know, we're trying to get that information out there. As far as what the public reaction was, it looked like a lot of curiosity because our numbers on our website were going up. And all of them, you know, the big stories were COVID-19 stories that were getting the most hits at that time.
Right.
I kind of went back and looked at some numbers, as a matter of fact. The first positive case in Audrain County was in April. We put that story up the day that it happened. I believe it was on a Saturday.
Yep.
You called me, as a matter of fact, on my cell phone and said, hey, here it is. We've got our first case. So we wanted
shooting out a release. Don't, you know,
It gave me that number. The that story alone got 8,076 views within a couple of hours. That's how much interest that there was, and it's not was not to scare the public, it was to inform the public.
And that was the big thing, is that, you know, there's a lot of fear out there. There has been a lot of fear out there with this, and there continues to be some fear out there with COVID. What do you see as media's responsibility there?
Well, we need to be trusted. And it's all about integrity. So once again, it's the sources who you talk to. So to me, I'm trusting the local health department to give me the numbers. And I want our stories to be data driven. And I want those numbers to be proven. They come through COVID-19 tests. So we're reaching out to you guys to say, okay, this is who's tested positive this week in Audrain County. So we're going to put this up on our website. We're going to, of course, accredit that to the Audrain County Health Department.
Right.
We're also reaching out to local doctors and local nurses in healthcare to kind of find out, you know, what they're going through and what should we be doing with COVID out there.
Right. What's been the response from the medical community with your reach out? Has it been positive?
They're tired.
Yeah.
They're very tired.
Yep.
They've been worked long hours, and there's been no break whatsoever.
Right.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? We kind of thought that there was. With the vaccine.
Right.
But then people question the vaccine now as well, and a lot of people won't take the vaccine because they don't believe that it's proven. So the numbers there are very low, but as far as what the healthcare workers are saying, they're tired and they need a break.
Let's shift gears here just a little bit and talk about the mass vaccination that we hosted, you know, back in January. You guys were an integral part of that because we brought you out to the airport, put you in there and said, hey, report. And you guys did a phenomenal job on that. You did what needed to be done. What was that kind of a surreal situation for you guys? For you?
It was a moment that I'll never forget. You know, watching and seeing in my own hometown, mm-hmm. in my community, all of these cars lined up, being able to get vaccinated for the first time for something that had given people nightmares since, you know, the early part of 2019. It was it was a great moment. I can remember that we were trying to get over to the vaccination site at the, you know, the Mexico Memorial Airport. We had left a little late. We didn't quite allow enough time. And there were cars that were lined up the night before. They were on the side of the road. They were spending the night in the bowling alley parking lot. They were at several businesses. But the response to that was just overwhelming, but it was a tremendous job by emergency management here. It was a tremendous job by the health department and the healthcare workers here in Audrain County, and that thing went off without a hitch.
Yeah, and you mentioned about the cars showing up. The first car showed up at 8:24 that night before. 8:24.
That's amazing.
Chief Susan Rocket told me that they had to run off some people that showed up, you know, that they couldn't stay there. And so, yeah, it was, I pulled up that morning, and it's just absolutely surreal getting out of my truck at 6:30 in the morning and knowing what we got, thinking what I know what we got ahead of us, but not knowing at all because everything was just so fluid. And it was just, this happened and this happened, and you see all these cars, and it's just, where'd they come from?
It was a historic moment.
It was.
I can remember getting a picture of the first vehicle that had gone in line and wanted to make sure that I got that documented and put up on our website, and that to me was, that's a moment that I'll never forget.
Right, and you guys came out, you did on air. I mean, did you ever think you'd do a remote live from a site where you're talking about something that could save somebody's life?
No, I never in my life would I have imagined, but it was a proud moment for me, and I appreciate the invite from the Audrain County Health Department and allowing the radio station to be there.
We couldn't have done it without you because you were able to give out information we could not get out to the general public. You know, you had the airwaves, and so we wanted you there. We needed you there, and we thank you for being there.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and thank you to everybody who made that thing a success. And we might add, too, there was only a couple of days to plan that.
It wasn't 4 days.
Like you did it for a month, 4 days.
And we heard about it 7 days before. We knew that Monday morning that we had gotten chosen to be the second site in Missouri to do an outdoor clinic.
Seemed like you planned it for months. It went off without a hitch, like I say.
It wasn't just us. It was, like you mentioned, emergency management. It was the county. It was
public safety.
Public safety. It was the airport. It was the city of Mexico. It was the state. It was the National Guard. I could go on and on. I mean, if you see a video that we've got a list of people that helped out. It was all these people that, you know, all these businesses here in town, we call them up and say, hey, we need these. Yep, when you need them there. You know, it was incredible.
I'll take a minute to brag on Mexico. Grew up here, and I grew up in Audrain County, and I couldn't have been more proud that day.
I couldn't either. I mean, I was like really just stood back and just went, wow, you know, that's very cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely was.
So, you talk about COVID, you've reported on COVID, you're into the pandemic. What's the response you're hearing from? What's the reaction you're hearing from your listening public? There's three sides to every story. I had a professor tell me one time.
Sure.
Three sides. Here's mine and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the truth business, or, you know, news should be in the truth business. What was the reaction from the general public?
Mostly appreciation for getting information out there to them.
Right.
You know, and we looked at it from all sides because not only do I do the news, I do the sports, as I had told you before. And that was starting to, there was a while that all the sports were shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't able to get together for a practice or anything like that. And then we're looking at, too, are we going to be able to broadcast games once school starts back up?
That was a big question.
There were restrictions on the amount of people that could go to the games for a while. We had to have laminated cards with our names on it to be able to get in to the Mexico high school football games or to the softball games. And it was It was really an interesting time.
Okay, now where did that come from? Did that come from the school districts or did that come from Misha?
No, that came from the high school. Mr. Travis Blevins was the sports director, yep, or the activities director at the time. He had printed us out, laminated card. Here's your name on it, Matt. Here's your name on it, Michael. And this is your pass to be able to get in until, you know, it's a different color because they had color-coded, you know, saying, well, this is the level that we're at. Green was the best, and I think red was a stop, and you were going to not be able to do much.
Right, exactly. But was it this became a very politicized event, I guess you could call it. The pandemic itself became very politicized. How did that affect your reporting, if at all?
Didn't affect my reporting because I always go about it with not putting my opinion in it.
Good.
And if you're going to do a story, you've got to reach out to all sides of a story. As you're well aware, there were health orders out there to shut down businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this became a story as well,
yeah,
because there were, you know, some businesses that were told you better shut down or else we're going to have to come in and shut you down.
Right.
So there's the story right there.
Yeah.
And we got feedback from both sides for doing stories like that. Trust me, we did. And some of it was good. We're glad you're reporting on this. And some of it was, why are you doing this?
Why are you stoking the flames?
Yeah.
Why are you,
and it wasn't. It was a news story in our community, and people were reaching out to us to try and find out answers. So what do you do in that? Well, you have to go and talk to all parties.
Yeah.
You're obviously going to make somebody mad whenever you do that. It's exactly just the nature of the business.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't understand that.
Right.
They look at you as, hey, I got along with you. You did a great story on my daughter. So we're friends.
Sure.
So you can't do this to me.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did a great story on your daughter because, you know, it was a story. It was something. But this is also a story.
Yep.
You know, you got to look at it objectively.
You have to be able to do your job. And it's nothing personal whenever you go out and do those news stories. I don't have an agenda or a list of people that I go after. You know, that doesn't happen. If it's a news story in Mexico or Audrain County, we're going to cover it.
Yep. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Where do you see this going as far as what is media's role coming up in the future with you know, hopefully the pandemic coming to a close sometime in the future? I don't know when. I don't have a crystal ball, but it's got to end sometime. But where do you see media's role in this going forward?
Well, I think that we're going to have to continue to do the same things that we're doing right now. We need to be open and honest with the public. We need to present the facts. No opinions in there, and you're right. I hope that this ends soon.
Mm-hmm.
It may be something that's going to be around for a while. We just don't know, but it's our job to report and get facts and information out there. I'm hoping, like you say, that this does end soon.
Yeah, me too. So, Matt, thanks for coming in and talking with me today.
It was a breeze, man. It's 30 minutes is up already. I was going to stay here for another hour.
Actually, it's about 18 minutes. So,
okay.
But you know, don't want to, you know, flog a dead horse here. You know?
Anytime you want to chat it up, I would love to come in and chat it up with you. It's always a pleasure to sit down and talk with you.
I appreciate it, Matt. That is Matt Pilger. He is the news and sports director at KXCO Radio here in Mexico and Country 96, KWWR. And this is the Healthy Bites podcast. I'm your host, Chris Newbrough. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Audrain County Health Department's Healthy Bites podcast. We hope you will join us again next week as we bring you more discussion on health matters affecting Audrain County residents and the world with your host, Chris Newbrough. If you liked what you heard here, you can find out more information on our website, myachd.org. That's myachd.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.